for your outside, for the right outside, for the land. Like so, but somehow there's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, for Santa Claus come tonight. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head.
Every time I hear this, we were playing this the other night where we set up the Christmas tree, first Christmas tree in this house for a long time. Doing my silly dance around the house. Not a bad thing. Elvis, as he gets us into this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, actually beyond Good Day, I think it's time for us to all get in the spirit. And how can you not be in the spirit when you listen to this? Crank it up, Richie!
I can dance with Jordan Hill.
Come around when the chimes ring out. It's Christmas morning
time again.
Peace on earth will come to all. We just follow the light.
I get goosebumps listening to Jordan Hill.
Let's give praise to the Lord above.
We're listening to
Santa Claus is coming tonight.
You're listening to what?
This morning, you and I were listening to contestants from The Voice.
Yes, we were, yes.
That right there
The Voice.
Hey, listen to how effortlessly
amazing
he sounds. I mean, it sounds like he's just doing it.
The story at DougSteffen.com about this group of people that gathered in Toronto this weekend to sing fa la 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 la. Thousands of people decked the halls at the Distillery District in Toronto this past Saturday, in an effort to break the world record for the largest number of carolers to get together in one place. Didn't break the record. They're going to try to do it again this coming weekend. The record is 15,111 people gathering for the Hong Kong charity soccer game in Seoul, Korea. They sang for 15 minutes at halftime. And so now, I mean, there were... I think, how do you, I've been trying to do this, and the last couple, 3 weeks, what happened on the farm here, most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have on my farm a milk store, sells all the dairy products that we make here on the farm, and in an attempt to get people into the spirit, I decided that we would run a hayride with Christmas carolers on Saturday and Sunday during December. And it was a complete throwback to my early days here in this neighborhood. I live on a farm that's in the same neighborhood where I grew up. I farmed this particular area and the other down the street where I own the other farm. And what we did was on Christmas, the Sunday before Christmas, put all the people in the neighborhood on a trailer. And everybody get all scrunched up and they'd wrap themselves around blankets and they'd be in hay and that sort of thing. And a couple of lanterns hung on the end of the wagon and around we'd go a little Ferguson TO30 tractor carrying us all around to sing Christmas carols. So I thought, you know, I haven't done that for 50 years. 50 years it's been. So I figured, okay, let's try it. The world is different. It really is. People don't either have time, they don't want to, they don't respond in their homes. It was shocking. We're going to do it one more time before Christmas. I've done it a couple, three or four times. And it just hasn't worked. Because when you go to these neighborhoods, you can, even with a megaphone, sit outside people's houses and sing. And they look out the window and then they pull the drapes. It's just a really, really strange reality.
How's it been going?
Well, it just doesn't... what we've done, we've turned it into a drive around the neighborhood. I have my old Farm All M on the wagon, and I'm hauling people around. They love the old tractor. And we're going into various neighborhoods so people can see the Christmas decorations. But what I found that more and more Jewish people are moving into the neighborhood, so there's less and less in terms of Christmas decorations, and there isn't much Hanukkah decorating either. So I've been frustrated. Maybe that's the way I thought we would do something that would be very cool. The idea was good. People seem to like it. They come around. It's been cold a couple of nights, so they get their hot chocolate or their hot apple cider or whatever it is in the store. But it isn't the same, Rich. It just isn't the same. And so, you deal with it, and I'm disappointed. Not the end of the world. It just does prove to me how different life is today than it was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing something different.
Everything changes.
Yep, everything changes.
There are new memories being made.
Yeah, maybe that's the best way of looking at it. That's a good positive way of looking at it. Our poll today, how many Christmas cards have you sent this year? I just opened up the first one that I've gotten a few minutes ago from a couple that used to work for me on the farm.
We got back from Disney, opened up the mailbox, and it was full of Christmas cards. I had, five, six, seven, eight Christmas cards in this week's few days' mail.
You have more friends than I do, Rich. How many Christmas cards did you send?
Might know how to write.
A, over 50. B, between 25 and 50. C, between 10 and 25. D, less than 10. E, I'm emailing all mine this year instead of sending them in the mail. That's interesting. Let's see, F is, I haven't sent it yet, and G, I'm not sending any. I don't send Christmas cards. All right, I'll call people, or maybe send them an email, but I'm more likely on Christmas Day to call people. I'll be on an airplane most of the day on Christmas Day this year. But it's kind of a way to reach out and actually touch. And how many people do you really want to touch? I mean, you and I will be together on Christmas morning, I think. Are you going to be there Christmas?
I will not be there Christmas morning. We'll be together Christmas Eve. I have little ones, yes.
All right, okay. So it's Christmas morning. We're on the air live. Jennifer, I'm sure, will be there, and Roberta probably will be as well. And because I love them, I'll say Merry Christmas to them in a way that means something to them and to me, because I really know, I hear the emotion in the voice, et cetera, et cetera. So you know where people are, really. Sending a card, it's like this flat screen stuff. How do you, in the flat screen world, communicate emotion to people? I can't begin to figure out how to send something that has emotional value on a flat screen.
You mean in the form of a card?
Anything. A note, email. Can I do it? What am I doing wrong?
Let me express some emotion. Last week, in story time. Yeah. So here's a story for you.
It is story. Last Beyond week, Good Day, Rich's story.
Last week we're in Disney World, and we stayed at one of their new resorts called the Art of Animation. Mm-hmm. And the kids wanted to go to the arcade. We had been to the parks and whatnot. We were back at the hotel, and the kids wanted to go to the arcade, play a few games. So I'm like, hey, okay, let's go. So we go up, and they're running around inside and, you know, having a good old time. So I had to go out to the concierge to ask a question. And I walk out, and I notice, like a little crowd of people there. So I look over, and it's a guy in uniform and his family and some Disney staff, and they're holding a banner, and they're saying, "Welcome home, Captain Pickering." And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, the guys go home from the military, and they're welcoming in. And I hear the Disney people going, anything that we can do to make your stay better, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're just, you know. So, obviously, the Disney folks were aware of his homecoming and helped create something. I don't know whether the mother called and said, hey, I'm bringing the kids down. Can you guys help us? I don't know what it was. So, I'm looking here on Facebook today, and I see somebody posted a video of a flash mob that Disney had organized for this guy's homecoming. And so, the family is in the lobby of this hotel. Flash mob comes, and they do this big old dance and everything, and out of the mob comes the dad, and hugs his two little kids.
Very cool.
And they're crying.
Oh, of course.
And they're sitting there, and they're so happy to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching this video, knowing that I saw this dad and his two kids just moments after this took place. It pulls at the heartstrings. You got to wonder how those kids missed their dad.
Good
and
stuff.
Watching this video makes you think about your kids. That's how, off of a flat screen, you can get emotion.
So that's a good way for me to remember. But in words, it's got to be pictures, though, because you can't do it in words.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think if your daughter wrote you an email?
When my daughter writes me an email and I always have emotion connected to it. I think what I mean, maybe to better clarify what I'm saying.
I think I can knock down every one of these pins you set up.
Hard for emotions to be connected between people that don't know each other. Well, how's that? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the difference between a real Christmas tree and an artificial Christmas tree? Which, by the way, was yesterday's poll. Which do you prefer?
What one?
47% said real. 24% said artificial. 15% said neither.
Wow.
13% said both. So, I went to Meredith's last night, and she decorated the Christmas tree. And it's going into a place that her place is very warm. And you see this, and it just makes maybe the room or that end of the house just explode. And so when I go back to the years that I didn't have a tree, I wasn't into it. I think if you're not into it, you don't really measure and it doesn't mean anything. Why would you put up something that didn't mean anything? This year, I feel it. And even though I may not embrace all of the commercialism that goes with Christmas, I'm certainly anxious and eager to be able to sell and promote things because that's how I make my living. But the other side of it is it does take away from some, I think, of the true value of it. But if you can get into the spirit and just feel, it's just all about feeling. What do you feel? Singing brings you around, crowds maybe, shopping, could be any number of things that get you to really feel the essence of the season. And if we've done that, then we've kind of, I think, done our job. If you and I can do that, Richie, and the people on the program can do it. If you can feel it, to me, I'm hearing in the back of my mind the end of the Van Morrison concert when the guy goes out and says, "Have we healed you tonight?" And if you can say yes to that, you're all set. 19 past and good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Although the day is done, what a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark. In the evening, one by one, until the end of Hanukkah.
To spend a moment or two reflecting for those who are celebrating Hanukkah. These are, who is this? This is
Bare Naked Ladies.
This is Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Huh. Somebody's not. I don't remember their Hanukkah song differently than this. Hanukkah Blessings. You've heard Carole King with the Hanukkah Prayer, maybe. I don't know. The Jimmy's looks like kind of a silly "I Want a Hippopotamus for Hanukkah." Is that what this is?
Yep.
Pretty silly, right?
It rocks.
Yeah. Pretty stupid, too. What else have we got here? Are the Levies, "How Do You Spell Hanukkah?"
I remember this. This is cool.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, this is very cool.
C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H, right? Some people spell it H-A-N-N-A-K-A-H.
I'm just looking at my panel here, and it's spelled the C-H-A-N-H.
Is it with a C or H?
I don't know.
I am confused.
Figure it out.
What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong.
Julio was wrong.
Or maybe he was right. Did someone decide? Make up your mind.
I like this.
Chestnuts and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question?
Sounding.
Yeah.
How do you spell Hanukkah?
I love it.
Huh.
Ah,
that's good.
Great.
All right, then there are the
classics.
The Oi City Rollers. This ought to be good. Hanukkah Nights.
Hanukkah night,
let's see. out. That's his foolish, silly stuff.
Hawaii City.
And the silliest of them all is something that Tom Lehrer did a number of years ago. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica. Wearing sandals like
plenty of places to spend it.
Santa Louis in East St. Louis. A charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim, Rosh Hashanah. I spend in Arizona and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me.
Yes, sir!
In California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Yes.
Hey, I'll be with you.
Yeah. I'll spend most of Christmas on a plane going out to actually spend my daughter's birthday with her, which is the 27th. Quick buzz back and forth. Actually going out this weekend for a meeting on Friday and Saturday. There's plenty of... Wow, this year in Santa Monica, they canceled all of the displays because of a big fight they had there.
Really?
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-593-1400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-593-1400. That's 1-800-593-1400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
I know. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, helping you get into the mood, hopefully, with our daily Christmas Star of the Day. We're trying to do this most every day as we find musicians who some of you may know, some of you may not. Some of you may know this music, but because it just seems to be popular at this time of year, it doesn't get the same recognition factor as material that is out there, you know, the rest of the year. That doesn't take away from the value of the music. So in sort of thinking about how we can expand your horizon, so many people just want to get into the spirit. I told you that yesterday Meredith and I went out and bought 3 Christmas trees. The first time in ages there's been a Christmas tree in my house. And I know that I feel good at this time of year, but I don't feel good necessarily for some of the same reasons that a lot of other people feel good. Mm-hmm. And so she's determined to change that.
I'm just really proud of you for going and getting a tree because you have never done that before.
I haven't for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I haven't for a long time.
Are you going to decorate the tree or is it just going to be like a pine tree in your living room?
Well, it's sitting in the back in the big room. I have a big hall sort of room and it's there now. There's never been a tree in there. I got rid of a couch that was in there. And
the fun part is it stays there till about April.
Well, we'll see.
That's what I said. It'll stay up. But
I think what will happen is I don't know what has happened to all of my decorations. I had lights and a lot of things. I think brought most of them to California for Megan and Brendan to use on their trees, seems to me. But Meredith has gone out to find a lot of things. She has a treasure trove of items around here and there. And it seems to she'll do hers first and then maybe I'll just look at the green tree. It's one of the great things about it is it smells.
That's what I meant. I have a fake tree, but I just went out this weekend and got a wreath, and I actually hung my wreath inside. Oh, it smells so good.
Well, I have
so
a fake Christmas tree too down the cellar, and we went down yesterday and dug around down there, and she kind of said, "Nah, I don't think we want that."
There's something about a real tree. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. This is. Really, the fragrance is out of this world. And I think that's part of what puts people into a good place, just smelling the wreaths and the trees and things. And that, I mean,
Did you buy it or did you cut it down off of the farm?
No, I bought it from, I went up to Matthew
they
Hansen.
They have 3 trees.
Yeah. The trees that I can find in the woods around here are not the same sort of pine tree
that makes for a good Christmas tree.
Yeah.
There are Christmas tree farms around that are run. People go in and they saw down their own tree and do it usually the week after Thanksgiving or any time between then and now. It's pretty, if you don't have your Christmas tree now, your selection choices will be somewhat limited. But I was, after we set the, we went up and bought the trees from Hanson's, and then we went down to the Home Depot to get a stand for it. The place was jammed, and it's the usual stuff. They do, everything's like a factory. There are hundreds of trees, and they're wrapping them up, and people are standing in line, fussing that it's so long to stand in line, that kind of stuff. Ugh, that kind of does spoil the really strong feelings that you have just from smelling how good all that pine smells. That really, you know, people say, well, why do you need to go get a tree? Why not open a bottle of Pine Sol? Doesn't it smell the same? I don't think so. It's not bad, but it just isn't a tree. Thank you very much. Anyway, in a moment, we celebrate the season with Richard Kincaid with one of the most added Christmas songs of this past season here on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Cue the sentimental music and break out the gaudy decorations. Tis the season for quirky holiday pastimes, but there's still one place where bad taste never belongs: in the kitchen. That's why television's Clinton Kelly is partnering with Sargento to stage a holiday taste intervention. To enter the contest, simply post a photo of your family's outdated holiday traditions on the Sargento Facebook page. The winner will walk away with a $10,000 holiday makeover and a free online consultation with Kelly, who offers these tips to refresh your holiday recipes.
Think about how Grandma would have made it. Instead of making a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and fried onions from a can, use ingredients like Sargento Chef Blend shredded cheese and caramelized onions for a completely new dish that still tastes like home. Also, don't forget to plan for the big day after. Stock up on bread for turkey sandwiches and Sargento cheese and eggs for a leftover ham and cheese frittata.
The deadline to enter is December 17th.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Cider warming,
It's a magic holiday. Schoolboys laughing as apples are tapping. It's a magic holiday.
Last year, I remember meeting Richard Kincaid as he continued with his quasi-career of singing Christmas songs. This guy is somebody who's been in business, understood the other side of the world, having run the largest publicly traded real estate company in the country, but he'd had enough. And he wanted to return to his first love, music. And so, as somebody who came from a small town, he had very interesting experiences, as many of us did growing up in church and singing the choir and that sort of thing. I studied classical voice and musical theater. You know, as I listened to you, Richard, I think, I don't remember that I said this last year, but I envision you as being sort of a Broadway or off-Broadway New York performer, one of those people who sings and the singing goes with the play that you're in. If you're in a musical, it is not, when you listen to you and put the story together, it doesn't, as they say, compute.
Well, good morning, Doug. No, actually, you're correct. I did a lot of musical theater. I was the lead in a number of shows, you know, Oklahoma Carousel, Brigadoon, a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Tony part in West Side Story, all in high school, college after. But it was interesting. So I was sitting around, you know, taking music classes in college, and it dawned on me it might be good to have something else to fall back on, so I got a finance degree.
Mm-hmm. And look at what that did.
Yeah,
for you.
And so that wasn't a bad call, but it was also, at any time in my life I get pulled back to the music. It's just, yeah. There are gaps, but I keep getting pulled back.
So you worked a career, you retired maybe fairly early, well-heeled, so you didn't have to worry about where the next check was coming from, and you decided, all right, music's my passion. I'm doing that. There have been plenty of people who have done that. The shame in it all is to have a passion like you do, spend all of your life working at something else and never realizing what fun or what rewards would come out of being able to do what you have created in your life. It's all about creation.
Yeah, and I hope, you know, I hope other people will give it a shot, you know, if they hear about it. It's not everyone can do that, obviously. And
no.
Quite frankly, the music business is tough. But,
you
know, I think there's definitely room out there for, you know, the style of music that we've been doing. It's definitely old school and with rich arrangements and backups.
So do you put all of this together? Let me, as we think about this, I want you to sit back for a second and listen with us. Here's the second, by the way. If you go to Richard Kincaid Music, it's K-I-N-C-A-I-D, Richard Kincaid altogether, richardkincaidmusic.com, you'll see his story, the story of his music, and the story of his life, but it's a neat story in that, again, I emphasize the story is worth a lot of time because he realized what his passion was able to create a situation in his reality where he had a job that allowed him when he retired to do what his passion is. And now, as we get into this wonderful classical holiday time, there is much to be thankful for, and I'm sure you're thankful for the attention that your music is getting. So here's another. There have been two albums, Richie, that have come out, a couple of singles, including a new one that's quickly moving up the charts.
I love this.
This is a new take on the classic holiday hit This Christmas, which also features Cuba Gooding Sr. of The Main Ingredient. Listen to this.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through
a classic song. Now, how much of this that has appeared in these two albums has been your own creation or people working in collaboration with you, Richard Kincaid, to come up with some really new, not just interpretations or reinterpretations of some of the classics, but new music, actually?
Yeah, well, my real collaborator is David Taylor, who's a producer. He's a writer, he's an arranger, and he's actually the guy that got me to go into the studio and start doing this. So we've become really good friends. And part of what works with David and I is he's very great arranger. If you take This Christmas, I think part of what, for me, decided to do it was I just don't want to make it a karaoke, and we started to get those
right.
Rich background vocals. We changed the ending. We did a lot of stuff with that song, which is a great song, to give it sort of a fresh feel. And so he and I go back and forth on what songs, how, why, whether it's the right arrangement. And I give a lot of credit. And, you know, originally working with Cuba Gooding Sr., two people said to you guys, hey, let's do something. I was like, wow, we don't really have the same voices.
Mm-hmm.
And the key was the arrangement and David's production.
Yeah, that's it. Somebody who knows what they're doing, a good producer, can make use of lots of different sounds, and that's what you've done here. Also, you launched a charity called Because Foundation. What happens with that? What are you doing with that?
You know, we've done five films. The last film was probably the biggest thing we've done. It was the film Bully.
That's you?
Oh, yeah.
That was us, yeah.
Really?
Huh.
And so that really has been the major thing we've done the last year or so. I think we're hoping it's going to get nominated for Academy Award. But the big thing...
A lot of buzz on it, for sure.
Yeah. The back-to-school effort, and we had sponsors taking it to see a million kids to see it.
Yeah.
We have DVDs and discussion guides going out all over the country to high schools. And so that's sort of an example of, you know, starting something, which is really trying to start a social movement using media, film,
yep.
stories,
yep.
and building a coalition, and I think that's the best example. And we're working on something next, which we're trying to figure out. We're trying to put a program together to give scholarships to kids that are socially conscious that help others.
Yep.
It's a weird dynamic where if you're an athlete, well, everyone will shower money.
Yeah,
you're,
I know. Yeah, it's
you're really smart. If you're humanitarian, you know, so we're trying to fill that gap where kids that are motivated to go to school but also motivated to give back can get some scholarships. That's the next thing we're working on.
That's the Because Foundation. You can find them online, becausefoundation.org, becausefoundation.org. Find Richard's music at richardkincaidmusic.com. We'll finish with this cut from the latest album called Mosaic. Not really a Christmas song, but it's called I Wish That Was Me. Saxophone legend Dave Cause is here.
Well, yeah.
Good luck to you, Richard. Thank you. Merry Christmas. And
thanks
for the music and the good work you're doing.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
President takes his disco cliff show on the road while activists elsewhere voice their opinions. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The cliff countdown now at 21 days. That's how much time we have left until all those automatic tax hikes and spending cuts take effect on January 1, 2013. It doesn't appear as if a compromise is in sight, with the White House and congressional Republicans still at odds over how to avoid falling off the fiscal cliff. President Obama attempted to sound a bit more conciliatory yesterday during a visit to a suburban Detroit auto plant.
I will work with Republicans on a plan for economic growth, job creation, and reducing our deficits.
But what are we talking about in terms of tax rates and spending cuts in this package?
What you need is a package that keeps taxes where they are for middle-class families. We make some tough spending cuts on things that we don't need, and then we ask the wealthiest Americans to pay a slightly higher tax rate.
Well, it's that last item in the package, the higher tax rates on the wealthy, that remains a major sticking point with most, but not all, Republicans. Remains to be seen if a package can be put together in time to avoid the cliff. Meanwhile, in L.A. yesterday, activists staged demonstrations urging lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to work together to avert a fiscal crisis. Barbara Hendricks was one of those who was there. She says a $2,000 tax increase would have a huge impact on her.
And that money that I'm going to be taxed for is going to affect the ability, my ability to pay my copay for my insurance.
A candlelight vigil was also held last night by a group opposed to any cuts in Social Security. All sides on this issue do agree on one thing, and that is that time is running out. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences, but ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler, so we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click, and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
On Wall Street, some modest gains for the markets yesterday to start the new work week. The Dow up about 15 points, closing at 13,170. S&P added a fraction of a point. NASDAQ with a gain of about 9 points. Crude oil fell 37 cents a barrel, finishing at $85.56. Wild weather in several parts of the country. A line of violent storms marched across the southeast and Gulf states yesterday, triggering a number of tornadoes. States affected included Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida. Add this to the snowfall, a foot or more in parts of Minnesota, including the Twin Cities this past weekend. In contrast, you had wet and very mild weather in the greater New York City area and elsewhere in the Northeast yesterday. A separate weather system will usher in colder temperatures in the Northeast today. Couple of closing notes related to holiday shopping. Yes, we're here at the checkout and we're using a gift card. What's that? The card expired? It had an expiration date? Or, wait a minute, the gift card can't be redeemed for the full amount because I didn't use it within a year? All of these things can happen and do happen. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is submitting a bill that would, among other things, ban expiration dates on gift cards, along with a ban on any fees imposed for failing to use a gift card after 1 year. His legislation would also prevent companies that file for bankruptcy from selling gift cards, which quite a few companies have done. And finally, speaking of gifts, let's talk toys for a moment. Some of the hottest toys for kids this year are throwbacks from years ago. Isn't that right, toy expert Adrian O'Hara?
This year we're seeing that especially toys from the 80s have made a comeback. Some really cool toys, one of which is my favorite. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And now they're back. They're better than ever.
Whoa, wait a minute, Adrian. A word or two about these turtles.
Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
Now, I understand the mutant, ninja, and turtles parts of this, but all these years later, how are these guys still teenagers? Shouldn't they be middle-aged mutant ninja turtles who have settled down with wives and kid turtles, looking to refinance their shells, easing up on the ninja thing for fear of throwing out a hit? Hey, guys, I hate to break this to you, but you're not teenagers anymore, you know what I mean?
Turtle power!
Yeah, let's see how much power you've got when you're pushing 50. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Frasinelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.